Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Baba Kama daf Nun Zayin. Elisha left off yesterday on daf Nun Vav and Beis all the way at the bottom, but we're going to backtrack a little bit just to go back to the two dots to get into the swing of things. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas's mother, Golda Bas Simcha La Shalom, and also by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and for our captives. They should all return home safely. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is one sugya. The Gemara that has a machlokas that Elisha learned, and I thank Elisha for covering the daf for the past few days. The Gemara is going to have a machlokas whether a Shomer Aveda has a din of a Shomer Chinam or has a din of a Shomer Sachar. Then the entire daf is going to be trying to prove that point. So we're going to have four rayas whether a Shomer Aveda has a din of a Shomer Chinam or a Shomer Sachar. The last of those rayas brings us into the sugya of how we view a list of mezuyan, meaning when we call, would we refer to an armed bandit as a ganav or as a gazlan? And in Chaps and Afkamina, as we'll soon see, so the Gemara is going to have three rayas as to whether a list of mezuyan is a ganav or a gazlan. So that's the sugya. Today's daf is Shomer China, is whether a Shomer Aveda is a Shomer Chinam or Shomer Sachar. Four rayas, which leads to three rayas as to whether a list of mezuyan is a ganav or a gazlan. Don't know if we'll get to it today, but the sugya changes seven or eight lines before the end of the page on Amud Bey's at the two dots, where it then talks about what is the case of the falling animal that our Mishnah spoke about, where you pay for the hana'a. What exactly is the case? What kind of hana'a are we even talking about? So let's begin. Again, let's backtrack to the two dots on the fourth, wide line on Daf Nun Vav Amud Bey's. Itmar. So first of all, just even before we get into the discussion of whether Shomer Aveda is Shomer Chinam or Shomer Sachar, the point is made by the Pnei Yeshua that this whole sugya is out of place. It doesn't belong here. It's not a Baba Kama sugya, meaning Mesechus Baba Kama is about Nezikin. Dinim of Shomrin is in Mesechus Baba Metzia. So this is really a Baba Metzia sugya. So Pnei Yeshua explains, yeah, but there's an afkamina, la halacha, in this machlokas, legabe dine Nezikin, that according to Rabbah, that a Shomer Aveda is chayiv to be Shomer only in a ruach metzuya, that you have to make sure that it's not going to damage with the ruach metzuya. Whereas according to Rav Yosef, you have to be shomer that even beruach she'ena metzuya. So whether you view it as a shomer chinam or a shomer sachar, chaps and afkamina and dine nezikin, and therefore it's not totally out of place in Mesechus Baba Kama. See, mar shomer aveda rabba amar k'shomer chinam dami. Rabba says this is a din of a shomer chinam, and he's chayiv in pshia and he's potter in geneva. Aveda. Rav Yosef Amar Kishomer Sachar Dami. Then now he has a din of a Shomer Sachar where he's chayiv even in Geneva Va'aveda. So the fundamental nafkamina, whether someone has a din of a Shomer Chinam or a Shomer Sachar, is whether you're chayiv in Geneva Va'aveda or not. Now, why would you label him a Shomer Chinam? Why would you label him a Shomer Sachar? So Gemara explains, Rabba Amar Kishomer Chinam Dami, Mayhana Kamatile. Rabba says he's a Shomer Chinam, he doesn't get paid. And that's the definition of a Shomer Chinam. He's not getting any ana for what he's doing. He found the Aveda, he's got to watch, he's got to return it, he's not getting paid. Rav Yosef Amar Kishomer Sachar, Rav Yosef says, no, he has din of Shomer Sachar because he's kind of getting paid. Because by he anod lo bayi l'misri le'rifta la'anya, the little bit of anod that he's going to get as a result of this Aveda, in that, if an ani were to come and ask him for tzedakah, he'd be pater from giving any bread to the ani while he's still involved in the tipul of the aveda, because he's an osik b'mitzvah, and osik mitzvah is pater min a mitzvah, have a kishomer sachar. So that benefit that he gets to keep his wallet in his pocket and he doesn't have to share any tzedakah at the time that he's osik in the mitzvah of being shomer the aveda, that's enough to make him like a shomer sachar. Shidim Bletzis points out, what do you mean Bahi Anoi that he's not going to give tzedakah? What about Bahi Anoi that he's getting schar mitzvah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reward him handsomely for doing a mitzvah? No, schar mitzvah, that mitzvah of Lehanos Nitnu, that's not considered Anoi. When the fact that a person is doing a mitzvah is never considered Anoi. So the Anoi is that practically he's going to get to hold on to some of his money. Ikad Mefarshiyachi, and some say that Rav Yosef Amar Shomer Sachar Dami, that Rav Yosef has a different explanation of why he's a Shomer Sachar. Not because he doesn't have to give tzedakah, But kiven derachmana shabde bal korche hilchach kishomer sachar dami. Since the Torah is mechayev someone who picks up an aveda to guard the aveda, even if he doesn't want to guard the aveda, so he's doing a mitzvah saseh of a shavas aveda. So since he's being mechayev a mitzvah, that's enough to make him like a shomer sachar. Meaning shomer sachar has enhanced responsibilities. So this guy has enhanced responsibilities because this is something that he's not doing by choice. It's something that he has to do whether he wants to do it or not. That is the simple reading of the Gemara. That's how the Pnei Yeshua reads the Gemara, that there are two explanations of why he would be a Shomer Sachar. Either he's a Shomer Sachar because he's actually getting paid, in the sense that he gets to keep the tzedakah money in his pocket, or he's a Shomer Sachar not because he's getting paid, but he has an enhanced level of responsibility like a Shomer Sachar has. In the Imre Bina, he writes that the Ikada Amri is actually not arguing on the Lishna Kama. He's only going to be Mosif on the Lishna Kama. Meaning, even according to the Ikada Amri, you have to say that the Shomer Sachar is getting paid in some way, and the way that he's getting paid is with the pruta that he doesn't have to give to the Ani. But the Ikada Amri has a difficulty that it's still not Mechayev that he should have a din of a Shomer Sachar, because he could just say, okay, I'll give a pruta to the Ani. I'd rather just not be Shomer the Aveda. So that's why the Ikada Amri has to say, no, and you don't have a choice out of it. I mean, you're not able to say, I'd rather not take on this responsibility of being Shomer the Aveda, and then I'll be happy to give the pruta to the Ani. No, you have an obligation to be Shomer the Aveda, so mainly you can be Pater from giving the pruta to the Ani. So it's really the two Lashonos are really one and the same. They really fit seamlessly together. The Ar Sameach in Hilchas Chirus explains that we find the chiluk between the Shomer Chinam and Shomer Sachar in terms of the nature of the chiyuv of Shmira. That a Shomer Chinam doesn't have to be Shomer the object begufo. He just has to put it in a makom mishtamer. He has to put it in a place where it will be protected, and that's all his responsibility is. A Shomer Sachar has to be Shomer Begufo. And the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda says, Hashev Tashivenu Lo, and the Gemara Darshan is that if the Aveda is not Osaperos, and it only is Ocheles, so then you need to sell it. And the Gemara says in Mesachs Ba Metzia that you have to take care of the Aveda. You have to be Mena'er if it needs to be shaken out once every 30 days, if it needs to be spread out in the sun in order to dry out and not get moldy or whatever, and musty, you got to do that. So the Chara, you see from there that a Shomer Aveda is a din of a Shomer Sachar, because you have to be Torech Begufo, which is a responsibility of a Shomer Sachar. That's not a responsibility of a Shomer Chinam. So that's the Ha'ara of the Ar Sameach, that it's interesting, the Gemara doesn't bring that as a Raya, that you have this Machlokas where he has din of a Shomer Chinam and a Shomer Sachar, but the Chara, just from the fact that he has to be Metapel Begufo, shows you that he has the responsibilities that a Shomer Sachar would have. It's interesting that the explanation given to the Schar that he's getting to how he would be a Shomer Sachar is based on Osek B'mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah. And the example given is Tzedakah, that when you're engaged in a mitzvah, you don't have to do Tzedakah. The most common example of someone engaged in a mitzvah and a discussion as to whether he should be Pater from Tzedakah is when you're davening. You're in shul and people come around and they collect Tzedakah. It's pretty universal in pretty much any city in the world. That happens, unless they throw all the aniyim out of shul. But that happens all the time. So when you're engaged in the mitzvah of Tefillah, do you say that you're potter from the mitzvah of tzedakah? So Sturmbach has a tshuva in Tshuvas Van Hagos, Chelek Gimel, where he says, yeah, l'chara that you're potter from tzedakah, because it's exactly the same thing as being Shomer Aveda, where you're potter from tzedakah. But then he says, no, there are some poskim that say that when are you potter from tzedakah? When you're Shomer Aveda, you're already doing another mitzvah, bein adam l'chavero. That when you're involved in one mitzvah, bein adam l'chavero, you're potter from a second mitzvah, bein adam l'chavero. But if you're involved in tefillah, which is bein adam l'makom, it could be that you're not going to be potter from a mitzvah bin adam l'chavero. He writes, according to that, you should be mechayiv to be nosin tzedakah la'ani, even if he's coming be'emtza tefillah. But he says it's not mistaver. That chilek, although it's mentioned by Achronim, Stechemed brings Achronim that say such a chilek, it's not at all mistaver that a mitzvah bin adam l'chavero is going to be more chamur than a mitzvah bin adam l'makom. If I'm involved in mitzvah bin adam l'chavero, so that's so serious that I don't have to give tzedakah. But if I'm doing a mitzvah bin adam l'makom, it's not so serious. Now all of a sudden I could stop in the middle of the mitzvah bin adam l'makom and just give tzedakah. So he's not thrilled with that svar. Rav Vazner also has a tshuva in Chelek Yud of Shevet HaLevi, where he writes that he talks about guys in the middle of Kollel Seder, that guys are learning in the Kollel and they're learning the Hasmada, and every 2 minutes there are people coming around to collect. So Rav Vassar suggests that people are pater from a mitzvah when they're engaged in the first mitzvah, but by Talmud Torah there's sort of an exception to that rule, because when it comes to Talmud Torah, it's Lilmon Amanas Lasos, that the chiyuv of Talmud Torah exists only when you don't have any other mitzvah that's in front of you to do. However, Rav Vassar says that at the end of the day, these guys have to become Talmid Chachamim, and if they're bothered every 2 seconds and they're not able, so he says it is reasonable for a kollel to have a rule that people are only allowed to come collecting tzedakah in the first 5 minutes of Seder or the last 5 minutes of Seder or something like that, as opposed to people coming whenever they please. That's a reasonable thing for them to do. I think in Halicha Shlomo, it says Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, also held that also mitzvah pater min mitzvah during tefillah, that if you're middle davening, you're pater from mitzvah. And it turns out the Ritva writes in Mesachas. The Ritva writes in Maseches Sukkah, the Ritva writes that that osik mitzvah patur mitzvah is not only that you're patur min a mitzvah, but osik mitzvah the fact that you're patur that makes it a dvar harashus. And any time you're doing a mitzvah, it's usher to abandon the mitzvah to go do a dvar harashus. So it's not just osik mitzvah patur min a mitzvah; it's osik mitzvah asur b'mitzvah. You're not allowed to do the second mitzvah, which would mean if you're in the middle of davening, you're not allowed to give tzedakah. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, it says in Halicha Shlomo, was machmir for that ritva. What does it mean, machmir for the ritva? Sounds like gvaldik kakuli. You don't have to give any money to anybody. No, he would line up shkalim on a shtender so that when the aniyim would come, they could take on their own, and he wouldn't have to do a maisa where he would stop doing the tefillah. The aniyim had enough respect that they took a shekel. They didn't just wipe the whole shtender, you know. So if you could trust that that's what they'll do, so then that's an Eitzah Tova. So anyway, so these are the two days. Now the Gemara starts bringing all of the rayas. So again, we're going to have four rayas as to whether a Shomer Aveda is a din of a Shomer Chinam or a din of a Shomer Sachar, and then three other rayas that relate to the status of list of Mezuyin. So the simon is Hechzira, Liolam, Hashev, Chia, Amrit, Nishbar, Sachar. Those are just words that come up in each of these rayas. So Eisvei, Rav Yosef, L'Rabba. So Rav Yosef challenges Rabba that it says in the Brisa about a Motze Aveda that a Chzira L'makam Shir Ena, that if a guy found an Aveda and then he returns it to the place where the Bailim will see it when he comes out of his house, meaning he knows who the Bailim is, he tracked him down and he just puts it in a place where the Bailim is undoubtedly going to see it. So Enu Chayiv L'Tapalba, so he did his job, he no longer has to do anything with this Aveda to be metapled in the Aveda, because it's considered that he's already returned the Aveda L'Bailim. The Rav Yisrael Zalman Meltzer in the Evan HaAzel says, Why isn't he chayiv because of Shema Tignova Tova in the amount of time that till the Bailim comes, meaning you know the Bailim comes out of his house every morning at 7 a.m. So he goes to whatever, 7:15 minyan, he comes out of his house, 7 o'clock, he's always on time, good. So at 6:55, you put it on his porch. And that way you know that he's going to see it. So that's what the Bryce is saying, so he's potter, that's all he has to do. So Frechtovitz is all Meltzer, and how do you know it's not going to get stolen at 6:57? Meaning, why is that why is that good enough? You have the few moments in between. So he says, it's similar to what the din that appears in Maseches B'Metzia Daf Pei Gimel, that if a shomer is nichnas li'ir, when it's the derech of the shepherds to be nichnas, and he leaves the behema in the field, and then a wolf comes and attacks, and is toref and attacks the behema, at that moment he's pater, because that's the derech hashomrim, meaning people leave their behemas in the field for that amount of time. So people will leave things on the front porch for 5 minutes. They're not going to be choshed that dafka in that amount of time. That's when all the Amazon pirates are going to come and take everything off their porches or whatever. You don't have to be choshed that that's going to happen. As long as it's a derech hashomrim, you did your job. So if you brought the Aveda back and to a place where it's going to be seen in a very short amount of time by the Bailim, you don't have to do anything further. And then the Braisa says, Nignava Avda, but if the Aveda that you were watching gets stolen or gets lost, Chayv Bachriyusa, you're responsible for that. So my Nignava Avda, what does it mean if it gets stolen or gets lost? From where? Lav Nignava Mibeso Avda Mibeso? Isn't that referring back to if while I'm being Shomer in my own house, if it gets stolen from me, if it gets lost, lost from me that I'm going to be chayiv, and isn't that therefore a raya that you have a din of a shomer sachar, that a shomer aveda is a din of a shomer sachar who's chayiv in gneva aveda, and not like a shomer chinam who's potter in gneva aveda? Says Gemara, no, nigneva avda didn't mean from my own house. If it gets stolen from my own house, I am potter. I'm like a shomer chinam. No, it means be makom shech zira, that if I put it on the guy's porch and then it gets stolen off of his porch, then I'm be chayiv in gneva aveda, because then I was posheya. I didn't return it to the guy. I just left it outside his house. So for Pshia, even the Shomer Chinam is going to be Chayiv. So no Raya whatsoever. So says Mar, but wait, what do you want from this guy? We just said that if you put it on his porch, you've done your job. You don't have to be metapel in it anymore. So it sounds like that's good enough. You did your job. And then the very next line, we're going to say, and therefore if it gets stolen, I'm being responsible. Why would I be responsible? I did my job. Ketani, Einu Chayiv metapel, but says that you don't have to be metapel in it anymore. So Rabbi says to Rav Yosef, we're talking about that you returned it in the afternoon to a place where the Bailimer is going to see it, and in such a case, you're going to be chayiv in Gneva Aveda from such a place, because, for a reason we'll explain soon. Vitarti Katani. So the two dinim that are mentioned in the Brice about returning it to a place where the Bailim will see it, goes. The Brice is teaching me two separate dinim about returning an Aveda to a place that the Bailim will see it, even though the Bailim is not there right now. Vahachi Katani. Here's what the Brice is telling us. Din number one, Hechzira Shachris L'makam Shirena Ushchiach Ta'el V'nafik. If I go in the morning and I put it in a place where the Bailim's going to see it, and the Bailim goes in and out from that from his house, and I put it right on his porch, V'chazila, and through that he's going to see the Aveda, Einu Chayv L'tapelba. I've done my job because I could trust that the Bailim will see it, and therefore if it gets stolen from there, if it gets lost from there, I am Pater. I've done my job, I've returned it, I've did everything I had to do. And then a second in, Hechzira B'tzaharayim L'makam Shiarena. If I didn't return it in the morning, I returned it in the afternoon in a place where he's going to see it. Yeah, but L'shchiach Tayel V'nafak, it's not so common that he's going to be Nichnas and Yotzei into his house, because he's in the middle of the afternoon, he's busy, he's got a job, he's working, he's Osek in the Sada. He's not going to be at his house the whole time. So delo chazila, you can't trust that the Bailim is going to see it. And then v'nignevo adachayv bachriyusa. Then if it gets stolen or lost, you're going to be chayv, because that's not considered that you did a hashava, since he's not going to see it. And therefore you have to still take care of the object, and you can't just wash your hands of it. So even according to Rabbah, you're going to be chayv in gnev v'aveda, because by putting it in that location and just trusting that the Bailim is going to find it, you're being posheya. And Pshia, everybody's chayiv, and the Shomer Chinam is also chayiv in Pshia. So raya number one is not a raya. We thought we had a raya because we said Nigneva Avda. We thought that meant that even from the base Hashomer, he's chayiv in Gneva Aveda, and we answered, no, that's not what it means. It means Nigneva Avda after the Shomer tried to wash his hands of this item. Now the Rush writes that we distinguished over here between morning and afternoon, says the Rush, and what about other times of the day? So he writes that it's a the Bryce is trying to tell me the greatest or the Gemara is trying to tell me the greatest Chiddush by highlighting Tzaharayim, that even with Tzaharayim, where sometimes a person comes home early from work, still you're not Mekayim in the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda, and certainly Shar Sha'us Hayom, certainly in the middle of the night, certainly in times where it's clearly unlikely that the person's going to be around. In Yam Shel Shlomo, the Marshal writes that this din was only Bizman HaTalmud, but B'yameinu Nishtana Din Lefim in a Gavailim. He says it all depends on what people's habits are. I mean, it's not some magic to morning. There's not some magic to the afternoon that morning automatically means that the Bailim's going to see it, and afternoon automatically means that the Bailim's not going to see it, and therefore you're negligent. It all depends on people's habits. It depends on when people go to work, when people don't go to work. You know, sometimes people, they work remotely, and in the middle of the day they can attend a shir in the middle of the day. In Los Angeles, they gave a shir yesterday at 2:30 in the afternoon, and there were balabatim there, so I don't know what their work schedules are, but it allows them to come to a shir in the middle of the day. So it all depends on the metzias of the person, the metzias of the situation. Okay, so next challenge now, says our next raya, Ace Face, Rav Yosef challenges Rabbah from the seifa of the very same braisa, the olam who chayiv achiach zirena l'rushuso, that the motzei aveda, the guy who found the aveda, is chayiv in the achrayis of the aveda until he returns it into the rishus of the bailim. So my li olam, why do we have to highlight the word li olam? Yisrael. So lav afilu mi beso, doesn't that imply that even if it gets stolen from the house of the guy who found the Aveda, that he's going to be responsible for it? Shema minok shomer sachar dami, and therefore you see that he has din of shomer sachar because he's chayiv in gneiv Aveda. Amalei modin alach bebali chayim. So Rabbi will say back to Rabbi Yosef, you know what? I agree when it comes to an Aveda that's a living animal, then you're going to be chayiv in gneiv Aveda. Then the shomer is going to be chayiv in gneiv Aveda because even though gneiv Aveda is the classic nafkamina between the obligations of a shomer chinam and the obligations of a shomer sachar, when a living animal gets stolen from you, that's considered pshia. If a living animal gets stolen from you, that's considered pshia, and therefore even a shomer chinam is going to be responsible for the gneiv Aveda of a living animal. Why? Dekiva denakti luhu nigra baryasa, since you see that it walks around and it goes outside all the time, and that's how it got lost in the first place from the bailim. It demands an extra level of shmira, and if you aren't shomer it from gnev vaveda, you're going to be chayiv. It's different than any other metaltalin where your pater, where shomer chinam is going to be pater on gnev vaveda. Over here, even a shomer sachar is going to be chayiv in gnev vaveda. The Archonim wonder then every shomer chinam should be chayiv in gnev vaveda of bali chayim because it will always be considered a pshia. Meaning, is this like a statement about every shomer, or is this only a din of a shomer aveda that he's going to be chayiv in gnev vaveda? Even though he has a din of a shomer chinam, do you say that every shomer chinam is going to be chayiv in gneiv aveda? We never learned that before, right? We learned about dalet shomer, and we learned about that shomer sachar is chayiv in gneiv aveda. Shomer chinam is pater. Where do we ever learn shomer chinam is pater from gneiv aveda? Unless it's a balchai, then he's going to be chayiv. What do you mean unless it's a balchai? That's the example of an aveda that the Torah gives, right? It's about a balchai, and you're going to tell me that that he's pater from gneiv aveda, that he's chayiv in gneiv aveda even as a shomer. So the Panim Meiros writes that Rashi does not mean to say that Gnev Aveda, Rashi doesn't mean to say, he disagrees with Rashi, that Gnev Aveda is considered like a Pshia, that is how Rashi understood. He said, it's just explaining why Rabbah is molded to Rav Yosef that a Shomer Aveda by Baal Echayim has a din of a Shomer Sachar, because in Aveda's Baal Echayim it requires Nitirusi Yisirta, and therefore you have to be metapel a lot in the Shmira. So if you're metapel a lot in the Shmira, meaning you have to spend a lot of time with it, so there's a much higher likelihood that an ani will come while you're being metapel. So Panamira says different than Rashi. Rashi says that that since it wanders, so therefore it requires an extra level of shmira, and if you don't do that extra level of shmira, it's pshia, and therefore even a shomer chinam is chayiv. He says, no, that's not the way. It says Panamira, that's not the way to read the Gemara. The way to read the Gemara is that you become a shomer sachar, because since you're a motzei aveda, you have to be metapel in whatever that item needs, whatever tipel that item needs. So if I found a jacket, what do I need to do already? I hang it in the closet. And I'm done. So if at the moment I'm hanging it in the closet, so an inox, I'm part from the tzedakah. So that's not enough to convince me that it's a shomer sachar, says Rabbi. But if it's an animal where I need to walk the dog every single day, and I need to feed it, and I need to wash it, and I need to do all of these things, for an animal, there's a much higher likelihood that an ani will ask me for money while I'm being metapel. And mela, even the shita that holds that normally a shomer aveda is a din of a shomer chinam will say, no, but then you're going to be a shomer sachar because there's a very high likelihood that you're not going to have to give money to tzedakah while you're being shomer the aveda. Okay, now challenge number three. Esvei Rabbi Rav Yosef, Rabbi challenges Rav Yosef from a brisa that darshens a pasuk about the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. The pasuk says, Hashav tishivei I would only know that you could return it to the house of the Bailim. How do I know that even if you return it to his garden or his kurva, that you yotze the mitzvah Shavas Aveda? That's why it says Tishivayim Mikal Makom. That however you do the Hashava, wherever you do the Hashava to, that's good enough. So my Liginasa L'Churvaso, what is the Chiddush that you yotze the Chiv of Hashavas Aveda when you return it? Liginasa L'Churvaso. Ilem Liginasa Mishtameris L'Churvaso Mishtameris. If we're talking about a well-guarded gino or churva, well, hainu beso, that's the same thing as returning it lebeso. So that can't be what ginosu v'chavaso means, because then it doesn't mean anything different than beso. El pshita leginosu she'enem shtameris. Luchurvaso she'enem shtameris. It must be we're talking about a gino or a churva that is not mishtameres. What does it mean ein mishtameres? So in the ginasa shein mishtameres means from a ruach shein mitzuya. Churvasa shein mishtameres from a ruach shein mitzuya, that it's only mishtamer from a ruach mitzuya. That's a Tosus Dibra Maskel Ella learns that line of Gemara, that it's ein mishtameres means that it's only mishtamer from a ruach mitzuya. It's not mishtamer from a ruach shein mitzuya. So shema minok shamar chinam dani. You see that a shamar aveda is the din of a shamar chinam, and that's why he becomes potter with doing such a hashava. If he had a din of a shomer sachar, you need to return it to a place where it would even be protected from a ruach she'ena mitzuya. The fact that you're yotze by returning it to a place where it's protected only from a ruach mitzuya tells me that you're only a shomer chinam, that you don't have such a high level of responsibility. So Rav Yosef responds back to Rabba, li'olam l'ginasa mishtameres, l'chavasa mishtameres. No, you're misunderstanding the brisa. When we say that he's yotze by returning it to the gina and the churva, it means that it's mishtamer even from a ruach she'ena mitzuya. It's a perfectly well-guarded gina v'churva. We rejected that possibility because we said that it means the same thing, that it's the same thing as a house. With the kakashalach hainu beso, the kasha that we challenged that with, that then it would be the same thing in a house. So what's the chiddush that you're potter with such a hashava? Hakamashalon, here's the chiddush, to lo bi'inan das bailim, that you don't require das bailim and hashava zaveda, that even if the bailim doesn't know that you returned it, that's a good enough hashava. When you return it to a guy's house, the guy's going to be aware because he knocks on his door, he answers the door, and he says, oh, thank you so much for returning this. When you return it to his gina, that even if it's mishtameres from ruach she'ena mitzuya, he has no idea you returned it. You just threw the item over the fence and left it there, so eventually he'll find it, but right now he has no idea that you returned it. Is that considered a good hashava? So that's the chiddush, that yeah, that also is a good hashava. Kid Rabbi Lazar, Dam Rabbi Lazar, Hakol Tzrichan Das Bailim, Ganav Gazlan, the Dalit Shomrim, they all require Das Bailim. The Bailim have to know when you return the item, Chutz Mi Hashava Saveda, except for Hashava Saveda, Re Ripsa Bo Torah, Hashava Sarbe, because the Torah says Hashav Tishivain, which teaches me a chiddush that you could be Meshiv in a way that wouldn't be considered a Hashava in other areas of Halacha, but by Hashava Saveda, it is considered a valid Hashava. There is a discussion in the Rishonim, Legabe, what is it considered a valid Hashava? The Rambam writes that it's about the mitzvah of Hashava Saveda. Hashav Tishivain, meaning if you return it to a place where the Bailam doesn't know that you returned it, you already did your mitzvah of Hashava Saveda. The Rashba says, no, this is not about the kiyum mitzvah of Hashav Zaveda. We're discussing over here in this sugya the chiyuvim of the shomer, of a shomer aveda, meaning it could be that you're able to absolve yourself of the aveda without having fulfilled the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Meaning when you find an aveda, there are two things that kick into gear right away. Number one, the dine shomrim, and number two, you have a mitzvah sashava. So says the Rashba, by putting it into his gino where he doesn't even know that you put it there, you now don't have dine shomrim anymore. You've washed your hands of dine shomrim, you're potter for anything that happens to it. But did you fulfill mitzvah sashava? Maybe not. Maybe mitzvah sashava requires das bailim. That's been on the chavero where you need to actually return it lechavero. So that's a discussion the Rambam and the Rashba that the Achronim get excited about over here. Now a fourth raya. Amalei Abaye l'Rav Yosef. Abaye says Rav Yosef is a discussion in the Rishonim. Why is it that Abaye has challenged Rav Yosef? Isn't it Rabba that was a bar plucked of Rav Yosef over here? But anyways, Amalei Abaye l'Rav Yosef. Va'at lo tizbra. Do you not agree that a shomer aveda is din of shomer chinam? If a person finds an aveda, then the bala aveda says, "Hey, can you give me back my aveda that you found?" And the guy who found it says, "Oh, I would love to, but it got stolen from me." He says, "Really, it got stolen from you?" He makes him swear in bezin that it got stolen from him. Then it turns out that it didn't get stolen from him; he stole it himself. So mishalim tashlumi kefel. So then he's going to have to pay kefel for being toni tainas ganav and taking a false shavua and bezin. That it was stolen from him. So v'yisalkadayt l'shomer sachar avi. But if you're going to say that a shomer aveda is a shomer sachar, what do you mean toin tainas ganav? If he's a shomer sachar and the guy says, "Can you give me my aveda back?" and he says, "Oh, it was stolen from me," he said, "Okay, so give me the money for my aveda." Meaning a shomer sachar is chayiv in gneiva aveda. So what kind of taina is that? So amay mishalim tashlum kefel. So when he lies about it being stolen from him, then he shouldn't have to pay kefel because karnabay shlumay. Right off the bat, as soon as he said it was stolen from him, he would have been chayiv. When do you pay kefel? When the tainas geneva that you made would have pottered you. So since that taina would have pottered you, and it turns out you were lying, so now you have to pay kefel. But when the taina that you made wouldn't have pottered you in the first place, you're not going to have to pay kefel. So amalei hachamay eskinan kigon shetoyin tainus listu mezuyin. Now the case is not that he's toyin tainus gneva, he's toyin tainus listu mezuyin. He didn't say that his stomach got stolen from me, that armed bandits took it from me. So and since he was toyin a taina of listu mezuyin, so he's going to and he himself is one that stole it, he's going to be chayv to pay the kefel, just like a towing tainas ganav. But if had he been towing tainas regular ganav, then in a chinami, you wouldn't have to pay the kefel. So Amr Leis, so Abaye asks back on Rav Yosef, list of mezuyin gazlan who? How can you call list of mezuyin towing tainas ganav? A list of mezuyin is not a ganav. A list of mezuyin is a gazlan. There's a special din in the Torah called towing tainas ganav where you pay kefel. There's no such din in the Torah called towing tainas gazlan. And a list of mezuyin has a din of a gazlan. Because he comes to steal with the das of the Bailim. He's not hiding from the Bailim. He confronts him directly. So you can't say the din of towing tainas ganav by a shomer aveda like when he's towing tainas list of mezuyin, because the there's no din of towing tainas ganav when you're towing tainas list of mezuyin, when you're towing tainas gazlan. Gzeil is different than ganeva. So Amalei, so Rav Yosef said back to Abai, Shani Omer, list of mezuyin, kivan demitmar meinshi ganavhu. He said list of mezuyin, even though he's stealing forcefully from the Bailim, but since he then runs away and hides, he's considered to be a ganav and not a gazlan. So it does qualify as a ganav, and therefore, if he's towing tainas list of mezuyin, he's saying it was an ones. So he's really trying to get himself off the hook. But if it turns out that he was lying about that, he's still going to have to pay the kefel, because that still qualifies as a towing tainas ganav. And that diverts the entire rest of the daf to a discussion of whether a list of mezuyin is in fact a ganav or a gazlan. So we've concluded the rayas as to whether a shomer aved is a shomer chinam or a shomer sachar. So now we get caught up in this issue. So esvei, the Braisa discusses why does it say in the Torah the din shlichus yad both by the parsha of shomer chinam and by the parsha of shomer sachar. L'chora, we could have learned the din of shlichus yad bepikadim by a shomer sachar from a kal v'chomer from shomer chinam, that if a shomer chinam whose pater gneva aveda is chayiv b'shlichus yad bepikadim, so a shomer sachar whose chayiv gneva aveda should for sure be chayiv in shlichus yad. So the Braisa says lo. That's the background of the conversation that's going on in the Braisa. So the Braisa says, lo, im amarta b'shomer chinam, you cannot make such a limud. Because if you're going to say that a shomer chinam is chayiv in shlichus yad, that's because there's a chumra of a shomer chinam, shekein mishalim tashlum kefel. A shomer chinam has such a din of toin tainas ganav, where he's going to have to pay tashlum kefel if he turns out to be the one that stole it. Tomar b'shomer sachar, can you say the same thing about a shomer sachar who doesn't have that chumra, shein mishalim tashlum kefel? A shomer sachar is never going to have to pay kefel because of toin tainas ganav, because the second a shomer sachar is towing tainas ganav, he's chayiv in the keren, so he's never going to have to pay kefel for being towing tainas ganav and lying about it. Therefore, you see, it's a quasi kula. They have a shomer sachar. So since by shomer sachar you have somewhat of a kula by shomer sachar that does not apply to a shomer chinam, you cannot learn the chiyuv of shlichus yad b'pikadon from a shomer chinam, which is more chamer, to a shomer sachar, which is less chamer. Tosafot points out it's ridiculous to say a shomer chinam is more chamer than a shomer sachar. It's not actually more chamer than a shomer sachar. The Tan is not trying to say that the chi of kefil b'shvua is more chamer than having to pay keren without a shvua, right? Meaning if a towing tainas ganav on the shomer chinam, he pays kefil. If he takes a shvua and he lied about it by the shomer sachar, just right off the bat, as soon as he says it was stolen, he would have to pay. But there's still a tzad chumah. There's a way that it could turn out that a shomer chinam is going to end up paying more than a shomer sachar, and that's good enough. So this is all leading up to the kasha. V'isal kadai to list of mezuyin ganav, who, if you're going to say that a list of mezuyin is considered a ganav, nimtza b'shomer sachar misham tashlum kefel. Don't tell me that a shomer sachar never pays kefel. There is a case that a shomer sachar pays kefel. B'towing tainas list of mezuyin, if he tainas list of mezuyin, because by tainying list of mezuyin, he's getting off the hook from paying. And if it turns out that he swears to that, and it turns out that he lied, he's going to pay kefel. So Amalei, so Rav Yosef says, hachi ka'amar. This is what the Braisa means to say. Lo, marta b'shomer chinam, shekein misham tashlum kefel. kol ta'anosav. Tomer shamasach v'shein v'sham tashlum kevel ela b'toyin ta'anis l'sum zuyin. That it's still a little bit of a chumra of shomer chinam over shomer sachar. In that, in case of shomer chinam where he's towing ta'anis regular geneva, he might end up having to pay kevel. A shomer sachar who's towing ta'anis regular geneva is never going to end up having to pay kevel because he's just going to pay the keren right off the bat. In a chinami, there are cases where a shomer sachar is going to pay kefel, but that's a case where he's tiny, where he tines list to mezuyin. But there are also cases where a shomer chinam would pay kefel and a shomer sachar would not pay kefel, and that's enough to establish a certain chumra that shomer chinam has over shomer sachar. So it says, well, let's try another raya as to the status of list to mezuyin. So Esve Abaye, Abaye challenges from the parsha of Shoel. The pasuk says in the Torah, v'nishbar omeis. So it says, balavenimo shalem yishalem, that a shoel is chayv to pay in a case where the animal breaks or dies ba'ones. So he's chayiv in onsim. So ainli el shvura mesa. I would only learn from that pasuk that a shoel is chayiv by shvura mesa. Gneva veda minayin. How do I know that a shoel is chayiv in gneva veda? If the behema gets lost or stolen, how do I know that he's going to be chayiv to pay? Yeah, so the Gemara Maseches Bamitzia Daf Sadihe explains that you cannot learn the chayiv of gneva veda by a shoel from the fact that he's chayiv in shvura mesa. That a shvura mesa, there's no takanal behema, but by gneva veda, it could be that you'll end up finding it. So therefore, maybe the shovel should be, meaning one might have made the argument, well, wait a second, if he's even chayiv for shvura mesa, if he's even chayiv for onsim, so of course he's going to be chayiv in gneva veda. So Gemara Bamitzia says it's not such an of course, because if it's shvura mesa, the story's over, this animal's gone. So now I'm going to be mechayiv the shomer. But maybe the shovel will say, when it's gneva veda, give me a chance. We still might find it. We might find the condom. We might. So don't make me pay yet. So that's why I need a source to tell me that he's chayiv in gneva veda. So I'm a kavachomer. So we learn a kavachomer, but a different, not a kavachomer from the fact that he's chayiv in onsim, but a kavachomer as follows. Ma shomer sachar shapater bo b'shvura mesa chayiv b'gneva veda. If a shomer sachar who's pater in shvura mesa and nevertheless is going to be chayiv in gneva veda, shol shachayiv b'shvura mesa and then shchayiv b'gneva veda. A shol is chayiv in shvura mesa for sure be chayiv in gneva veda. V'zeu kavachomer shein lo tshuva. Then the Gemara gets very adamant about this kavachomer, and this is a kavachomer that there is no tshuva to. There's no response to this kavachomer. So now we're concluding the raya. But if you hold this mezuyin as a din of a ganav, am I in a love tshuva? What do you mean this kavachomer is in a love tshuva? Sure, we could ask on this kavachomer as follows. Mal shomer sachar, the shomer sachar is chayv gnev aveda. That's because he's more chomer than, and that way he's more chomer than a shawel. Shekin mishalim tashlum ekevel b'toyin tainus list mezuyin. A shomer sachar. That the fact that he's chayiv gnev aveda, that's because he's more chamer than a shoel, because he is going to have to pay kefel in a tain of list of mezuyon, whereas a shoel is never going to pay kefel in a tain of list of mezuyon, because what's he saying when he's saying list of mezuyon? He's saying, I'm an ones. Well, guess what? If you're a shoel, you're chayiv an onesim, so you're going to have to pay the keren right off the bat, so you're never going to have that obligation to pay kefel, and therefore you can't learn any kal v'chomer from a shomer sachar to a shoel, assuming a shoel is more chamer, because there is this sad chamer that a shomer sachar has and a shoel doesn't. So Rav Yosef says, "Kasavra haitana." Even though you could say that a shomer sachar sometimes chayv in kefal with such a taina, that's not a pirchan the kal v'chomer, because karen below shvua adifa mikfela b'shvua, that having to pay karen right off the bat is a bigger chumra than sometimes having to pay kefal if you take a shvua sheker. Meaning the ha'ara that Tosfos said earlier. Meaning the point is that even though there is a case where it will turn out that the shomer sachar is going to pay kefal and the shovel won't pay kefal, but that's not a reflection of the chumra of shomer sachar. Adrabah, that's a reflection of the kula of shomer sachar. The only reason there's such a case that a shomer sachar is going to pay kefal is because he didn't have to pay right away when he sent his taina. When he makes his taina of listen mezuyin, he's potter. So that's why he might end up having to pay kefal. So now the Gemara tries one last raya. They may bring a raya to Rav Yosef that listen mezuyin is a ganav from the following brisa. Hasachar par mechaver v'nigneva. Someone rents a para from somebody else and it gets stolen. Va'amar alad, the socher says, Hareini mishalim ve'ini nishba. I could have sworn and been potter from having to pay, but I'd rather pay and not have to take a shvua. Va'acharkach nimsa ganav. And then we find the ganav. Mishalim tashlum ikefel the socher. So the tashlum ikefel goes to the socher. Gemara Maseches Bamitzia says in Parak HaMafkid that any shomer that a behema was stolen from and he could have been potter with his taina, but he decides to pay instead, he now bought that animal. So any that's Shlomo Kefil. It's going to go to him. So Savrua, the Chum assumed that to bring a raya from this brisa to Rav Yosef, that Rav Yehuda damer socher kenasi socher dami. We seem to be assuming that like the sheet of Rav Yehuda that a shomer socher, that a socher has the same dinim as a shomer socher. Now, if that's true, umiduktani, from the fact that it says about a socher, va'amar hareini mishalim ve'eini nishba, that I'm going to pay instead of swearing, machaldi ibayi patalenafshe b'shvua. Sounds like if he wanted, there was some shvua he could have taken that would have pottered him. But wait a second, a shomer socher who claims that something was stolen isn't pottered with a shvua that it was stolen. He's chayiv when something is stolen. Say, chidami, it must be kigon dekatan tainus listem zuyan. It must be that what's the taina that's going to potter him? A taina of listem zuyan. Vekatani v'achar kachnim tzagan misham tashlum mekevel l'socher shvamin listem zuyan ganavu. And you see, he's going to collect the tashlum mekevel, so it must be the listem zuyan has all the dinim of a ganav where he gets to collect kevel. Says Gemara, nah, that's not a raya. Amri mi savrit k'Rabbi Yehuda. The whole presumption of this raya is that the Bryce is assuming, like Rabbi Yehuda, damer socher kadosi socher dami. Who says that a socher is din of shomer socher? Mechitesi Dilma Rav Meir is feeling damer socher kishomer chinam dami. Maybe we're assuming like Rav Meir that a socher is din of a shomer chinam, or iba yaseima, or you could say that even if the town of the Bryce assumes like Rabbi Yehuda, it's still not a raya. Kedemachlif Rabba Baravua, because Rabba Baravua switched around the names of the Tanaim in the Bryce of Vitani socher ketim neshalim. Rav Meir omer kishomer socher. Rabbi Yehuda omer kishomer chinam. So it could be that we're holding like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda holds kishomer chinam. So Rabbi Zeira Amar, another dechia of the raya, the final dechia, hacha ma'askinan betoin tainus listim mezuyin v'nimtzas listim she'enu mezuyin. The case might be that the socher is going to get himself off the hook with the tain of listim mezuyin, and it turns out that it was stolen with listim she'enu mezuyin, and that's why the ganav has to pay kefel, because that lefi ha'emes was a geneva, it was a regular geneva. So since the socher already paid for it, and he chose not to swear that it was listim mezuyin, he's going to be the one that receives the kefel, even though his taina was a lie. But who cares that his taina was a lie? He paid for it already. So therefore, since it was an actual geneva, he's going to get the kefel. Okay, Beis Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the two dots on the bottom of the page. Have a great day and a great Shabbos, everybody.